This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So let's get back to it, right? Anyway, a lot of things going on this perky day. This is a perky day. By the way, perky meaning I've perked. Yes, perked coffee. Agenda 21 Radio. Trona, can you hear me? Can you hear me out there, Trona? Earth to Trona, come in Trona, California. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there, Trona, California. Actually, according to the signage along the road out there on the way to Death Valley, Trona is beyond the end of the earth. That's correct. There's a sign that says Earth, end of the earth, 10 miles. Then you go a little bit further down the road, and there's another sign that says, Trona, California, 15 miles. It's beyond the end of the year, according to the signage along the highway. Talk about Area 51. There's the end of the earth. They actually did Star Wars and several other movies out in that area. Spectacular country, actually. You got to go. You have to enjoy the desert. You have to enjoy the desert. These are the things that are just sort of, it's wide open. Of course, it's spacious. It's quiet. It's calm. It can be very hostile, though, as we have been finding out about this story that has been emanating and perking out from New Mexico, in which we apparently have a center by which children are being trained for school shootings. Yeah, I'm serious. This is what the charging list in New Mexico We covered this in the first hour, and it's supposed to be associated with a radical Islamic terrorist group, go figure. 11 children ages 1 to 15 were being kept in squalid conditions in northern New Mexico, just beneath the Colorado border. And these conditions, of course, starvation, thirst, all the things that you would find in the desert, these people were being kept in. And, of course, it is all starting to come out that the people that were sort of in charge of this, the men in particular, have real ties to radical Islamic terrorists. And they were grooming children, apparently, to do school shootings. That's what we're hearing. Okay, now listen. This is what we can judge from the news sources that we have. And that's all that we're, I think, asking for, right? I mean, that's really what it is. That's all that we know about, is that. And we're going to try and develop more information, get more news sources, and bring it to you so you can make your own decision. Make up your own mind. We'll use our freedom of the press and freedom of speech to deliver what we think is the best available knowledge to us, okay, about this issue. Now, we do have some clips here, some of the latest clips that we've been able to garner and glean. This is not a law firm, Garner and Glean, by the way. I just thought I'd share that. It's just not really a law firm. But we do have some information. This is coming from Channel 11. I believe this is in Taos, New Mexico. The news source, we'll see here. And I just want to make sure I'm giving them the right credit. It's an NBC affiliate. See, it doesn't. This is what, you know, if you're doing a YouTube, guys, please, we want to give you credit for what you're doing. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Here we go. We'll see if we got the right stuff going on here now.
Here, folks, this is video just coming into our newsroom. We're seeing for the very first time the deplorable conditions numerous children and adults were allegedly living in New Mexico. This is Clayton County. Police are still looking for the three-year-old. His name is Abdul Wahaj from Georgia. Friday, his father, Siraj, was arrested at a compound in New Mexico several months after police say he abducted his little boy from his mom in Clayton County. Siraj was taken into custody for child abduction. Four other adults and 11 children were found in what is described as deplorable conditions with little food and no running water. Abdul was never found at the compound. He's still missing. And now there's a search for that child in New Mexico from complete strangers. Police say they received the tip that Siraj and the little boy were on the compound in May, but never had enough solid evidence to act on it. But after a tip from authorities here in Georgia, they were able to finally secure a warrant a few days ago. Has been following the story for us this weekend and hope this compound was originally found because of a mistake.
Yeah, huge mistake. So we're going to show you a series.
A huge mistake.
Right now, the first person you're going to see is Siraj Wahaj. He is right there on your left. Now, in the middle, that's Lucas Morton. That's a family member of Siraj. Now, Lucas owned a piece of property, but accidentally built the compound on the property next door to it, which belongs to Jason Badger, the man you see in the hat right there. So Jason tried to have them evicted in June, but it was dismissed by the courts. And now that Siraj and Lucas were arrested on Friday, Jason and his wife walked our sister station, KOB, through the compound, hoping to find the one thing that's still missing.
A mess of tires, septic systems, clothes, diapers, and filth. And something else authorities didn't tell us about initially, a 150-foot escape tunnel. This is the compound where Siraj Wahaj was found months after police say he abducted his son from Georgia.
I don't know if that's human feces or animal ones.
Jason Badger and his wife Tanya walk through the property, finding ammunition.
Lots of bullet casings.
Targets, a makeshift toilet. But what they're truly hoping to find is 3-year-old Abdul Wahaj, still missing and not among the 11 children taken from the compound.
And it's gonna always haunt me if they can't find this baby.
Police interviewed 3 women found inside the compound, but so far no one is answering the question, where is Abdul?
Why isn't anybody looking? If it were my kid, I would want somebody looking, whether I was in the state or not. You know, I'm a mother. You can't You can't just let that go.
Warrants show Siraj is believed to have taken Abdul from his mother in order to perform an exorcism on the child. Abdul has a host of medical issues, and according to warrants, Siraj was depriving him of medication. Whatever's happened to Abdul, the Badgers hope to find some trace of him in this dusty, murky mess where 11 other children were kept for months.
That baby, he's got to be here somewhere. If we saw him, I mean, why aren't they here looking? It's not fair. You know, kids can't fight for themselves. So if we don't say something and hopefully cause people to come look, there's so much land out here. There's so many things unturned. If he wasn't well, you know, who's to say he's not here?
Now, the Badgers say they went back after this walkthrough and found even more guns and ammunition. They also say they noticed different things moved or missing, leading them to believe someone is coming back to the compound. Police say they thoroughly searched the 10-acre plot but saw no sign of Abdul. Now, they haven't said whether they plan to conduct any more searches of the property.
Yeah, hopefully they find that little boy and that he's safe and sound. Thank you, Hope. Appreciate that.
Well, we do know that there's been bones that have been discovered on the property. It's kind of interesting. This report was done how many days ago? August 5th, so 4 or 5 days ago. And the family that owns the property, which not, you know, this happens a lot out in the desert. People don't know property lines and all this other stuff. And I'm telling, because I lived out in the desert for a long time. People, even where there's developments and there's lots, people inadvertently build on the wrong lot. And of course this has happened here in Clayton County, New Mexico, where it's vastly desertish. So they start building on somebody else's land, and this is what prompts the investigation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. A little bit of slam dunk going on right now. I think so. Yes, we need that. Okay. We talked in the first hour about the relationship of these people that were found with these 11 children. We talked about the relationship that was going on here with radical Islamic terrorism. Now, I got a text, which, by the way, I've gotten several texts this morning. The phone just keeps flickering, you know. Anyway, I'll be responding to some of those texts. But anyway, oh, and by the way, I will open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour so you can call in. We can talk about this if you want to. And also, if you have the top 10, I'm serious. We need to follow up on the top 10 conspiracy theories out there that need a full vetting, you know, so we can get the story straight. We need to get the story straight about all these things. Anyway, so I want you to know I am not the wacko, crazy kind of guy who's giving you fake news, okay? Because I oftentimes will hesitate and wait until real news starts to accumulate in mass numbers, and then I can do more investigate, and then I bring it out, okay? Especially about serious matters like school shootings or like Pulse nightclub or things like that. You know, these are things that are very important. And obviously, we're not getting the complete story on all these things. That's when the citizen journalist tinfoil hat thing starts to kick in. Okay. All right. We've done our learning now. We've done our teaching and learning, didn't it? Okay. So this, I'm tracking now. Last night I said, okay, where did all this stuff, see, because I do show prep, believe it or not, I do. I hate to admit it, I do my homework. I used to hate homework as a kid. Now all I do is homework. But, you know, I have come across a person who does contribute to the radio show. She's just fabulous, and I had not talked to her. See, I get excited when I talk about my citizen journalists and stuff, and we actually do get to talk and stuff, but she is just so focused. She was not a computer person, and she just didn't have computers, didn't grow up with computers. You know, she's early 50s, I guess, and she just, that wasn't her world, okay? Then all of a sudden, shazam, it kicked in, and now she's absolute. She loves research, and she just went on and on about, I'm going to go back in and I'm going to do research, and I'm sitting there thinking, girlfriend, you got to get a life, you know? And so I'm thinking, no, listen, honey, listen, you know what I'm saying? I'm being jocular here. So anyway, but she goes on and explains, and I love it. I love it because, you know, it produces pretty good information, and it's reliable information. That's why our citizen journalists are, so they're finding out the truth. And I think there's a deeper thing going on here culturally when you start looking at the internet and you start, people become aware, especially as you get older. And even if you're younger and you're not into the research, so, but listen, I want to tell you, if you really want real research done on certain specific things, you get a hold of a millennial. And when they get turned on to the truth and the research, do it by doing research on their own, it's game over. O-V-E-R. That's why I say this, the Democrats, if they think they've got the millennials, they're wrong. See, they're finding out the truth. So this is what I did last night. I said, okay, now we've got this story. It's been out there for about a week or so, maybe longer. We've been monitoring it, and all of a sudden, okay, now we start getting into some of the details. We start hearing reports a couple days ago about, oh, wait a minute, maybe the men are related to a radical Islamic group. Oh, really? Okay, so now I pulled up last night, and I refreshed it a little while ago. So it's this is what I've got. This, okay, this is, I'm going to go down the story. So I Google searched it. I hate to say that word, Google. But this is what, 3 days ago, this is a story, Daily Mail, UK, 11 children, New Mexico compound, living extremist Muslim, 3 days ago, 11 children who were rescued from a compound in New Mexico on Friday, were they being held by a Muslim extremist parent, okay? Now, that was 3 days ago. 4 days ago, actually, the New York Post reported the following. 4 days ago, cops discover 11 starving children at filthy compound, New York Post. It says 4 days ago, a New Mexico sheriff searching for a missing three-year-old boy stumbled, housing 11 starving children and possibly tied to Islamic extremists. See, it's not just me pulling it out of the air, is it? This is not fake news, is it? This is another one, New York Post. Sickos busted for abusing children at compound linked to, and then the New York Post. This is, again, 3 days ago. The five people, so the New York Post is kind of doubling down on their information here. It says, and again, what if you've never seen this, the search features on a computer, and I'm going to back up here a little bit. If you're not familiar with that, because we have a lot of people listening on radio stations and stuff like that. And they're not computer savvy, but they you can get a whole screen of the latest stories and so on that are out there on the internet, that are out there publicly in the domain of the internet, and it just lists for you all the different stories and gives you the timing and all. So that's what I'm looking at here, and they're just small snippets from these news outlets. We've cited so far the Daily Mail and the New York Post. The one that came out 3 days ago from the New York Post is this. It says five people are now arrested for child abuse in New Mexico after they to a controversial Brooklyn Muslim faith leader linked to the 1993 World Trade Center bombings. Okay, now see, I'm not wacko crazy now, am I? Okay. We're just citizen journalism. And this is, by the way, this isn't the citizen journalist part. These are the actual big-time journalists. Okay, so they're saying it, right? So they must be right. Sickos busted. Okay, the next one, 13 hours ago, PJ Media, Muslim extremists arrested at New Mexico compound, is the .. That's all I say. Muslim Siraj Ibn Wahaj was arrested, training abused kids at New Mexico shelter. That's kind of too cryptic to understand that. Okay, this is 17 hours ago. Taos, New Mexico. Prosecutor, man, this is Times of Israel. Taos, New Mexico, the father of a missing Georgia boy was training at the compound near the Colorado border where 11 hungry children were found, Muslims, and has been referred to the FBI and CIA as the real terrorist. Okay, so the next one goes on. A man arrested New Mexico compound 13 hours ago. CBS News. See, you work up the food chain and you get to these lesser stories from days ago, and all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, CBS is now picking it up. From 4 days, it's 4 days old, and CBS is picking it up. Get it? And now they're making the link, and this goes back to what I was talking about before in the first hour, and I'll bring this up. This is what CBS News said 13 hours ago. The man arrested at a squalid New Mexico compound is the son of the notorious blind sheik who was convicted in 1995 of plotting terror attacks in the U.S. Authorities found 11 children and 4 adults living in filthy conditions at the compound, and they were considered extremist of the Muslim belief. Now, that is from CBS News. Dun, dun, dun. The blind sheik. This guy, apparently, the guy that they're referring to here, an unindicted co-conspirator who hates America, who hates everything America. And he's training. Oh, by the way, he's training. We're going to come back on the break. He's training children for mass school shootings. Grooming them, it's called. This is grooming. Starvation, deprivation, training over and over and over and over and over again, day in, day out. Why? To kill American children in schools, of course. You know, the soft targets were. There are no guns. Gun-free zones. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to click on to one of these stories now from, who is this from? CBS, Evening News. Let's see what they have to say. This is 2 nights ago.
Our founder, Herman DeVry.
Oh, I guess not. We're going to do another commercial. Wow. See, they're doing twofers now rather than skip the ad.
Jeff,
to the next
Moore,
one.
We're going to begin tonight with new revelations about a mysterious compound in northern New Mexico. Nearly a dozen hungry children were found living in filthy conditions. Five adults face child abuse charges, and court documents today now show one of them is under investigation for training children to commit school shootings. More on this now from Omar Villafranca.
Handcuffed and in a jumpsuit, Siraj Wahaj made his first court appearance this afternoon in New Mexico. Wahaj was charged with 11 counts of child abuse. Court documents show he may have been planning something more sinister. A foster parent of one of the children alerted investigators that Wahaj had trained the child in the use of an assault rifle in preparation for future school shootings. Prosecutors revealed the information to make the case he should not be given bail. Wahaj, another man, and three women were arrested when deputies raided the complex last week. Deputies say the 11 children were found wearing rags, hadn't eaten in days, and were living in filthy conditions without running water or electricity.
The breaking point for us was somebody with great knowledge of the compound sent a message saying basically that we are starving and the children are starving.
Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogruff told reporters when Wahaj was taken into custody over the weekend, the sheriff said he had a pistol in his pocket and was wearing loaded 30-round AR-15 magazines on his belt. A shooting range and a 150-foot escape tunnel were also spotted near the compound. Court documents also said the complex was littered with hazards and open trenches. Wahaj is also being questioned about the whereabouts of his 4-year-old son, Abdul Ghani. He's accused of abducting his son after a December trip to a suburban Atlanta park. Deputies did find a child's body at the New Mexico compound and sent the remains to be identified.
Now, CBS News has learned that Wahaj is the son of a Brooklyn imam who was a possible co-conspirator in the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. He was never charged. As for Wahaj, he is still in jail in New Mexico. His bond hearing is scheduled for sometime next week. Jeff?
Friday, Alec.
Even CBS News is reporting the fact that this guy's related to Islamic terrorism. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here, aren't you? Really? I'm shocked. You're winning, sir. This is the Trump effect. During the Obama administration, you'd never have heard, would have heard this story coming from CBS. That's the Trump effect. Now, what's going on at CBS News right now? Or at CBS in general? The Trump effect is taking effect. We have a problem, Houston. We have a problem with CBS. In that there's reports of sexual harassment going on at the top of CBS. And there's investigations with Charlie Rhodes. They've blended the investigations together. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. The Trump effect. Now, another high-ranking official works for CBS also. I'm shocked. Shocked another high-ranking official at CBS might have ties, well, to her brother. A brother, actually. He's got a brother. Yeah, he's got a brother. Not from another mother, but the same mother. A brother from the same mother. It's amazing. His name is Rhodes. David Rhodes. And he's the president of CBS. No. Yeah. It's really kind of weird. This David Rhodes guy. But, you know, I want to go back to the fact that CBS just, for whatever reason, today they're reporting the truth about something. They're actually saying ties to Islamic terrorists. Actually saying that to an imam who was an unindicted co-conspirator of the first 9/11, right? The first Twin Tower attacks in the 1990s. Shocked. Shocked that CBS is here. They're saying that this guy was actually probably training kids to kill other kids in schools. They're saying it. And they're showing the picture of the guy being arrested, being arraigned. That was yesterday. Trump affect anybody? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about David Rhodes. He had a brother. He still has a brother. His brother's still alive. His name was Ben Rhodes. Oh, yeah, Benjamin. The guy who knew nothing about anything. And he ends up being the chief security advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama. Doesn't that figure? You just get the incompetence and you put them in the White House and just let them go. Oh, but I'm sorry, Ben Rhodes. What did he do? Let's see, Ben. Let's go back to Benghazi, and a little story about Benghazi. And let's talk truth now at CBS and why they have seen the light, brother. Why CBS has seen the light and they're reporting the truth, shocking as it may seem. So Ben Rhodes. We have this date, September 11, 2012. What happened? The sun came up, sun went down. Barack Obama the day before was president, and the next day he was president, and the day before when we all woke, the day after that when we all woke up, he was still president. But something happened at night called Benghazi, an attack. They killed our ambassador there, Christopher Stevens, and three other very, very brave men. Now, this is setting the stage. Remember, it was all about this attack at Benghazi. It really wasn't an attack. Remember, in the president and everybody else, they're saying, oh, no, it wasn't an attack. It was all about a video that was out there. A video. Shocking. It was a video. The video caused these people to spontaneously erupt and riot. And suddenly, with mortars and big-time technical weapons, started shooting up the ambassador's residence and killed him and Sean Smith, his IT guy. And then they turned themselves loose on the CIA compound. And all hell broke loose for about 8 hours at night. And very, very brave men fought these people off, hundreds of them. And there were a few of them. But what was the story behind that? The story behind Benghazi. The real story was it was arms shipments set up by the Obama administration. It was set up by Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, bought and paid for the cartel monies and money from the United States and the CIA, all hustled in through Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, United Bank of Switzerland, to form who? ISIS. It was gun running. It was gun smuggling. Oh, by the way, people like Lee Lin Yee in California, California State Senator, being implicated in smuggling guns as well. And who was he talking to? Raymond Shrimpboy Chow. And who was Raymond Shrimpboy Chow talking to? Oh, the aide to Dianne Feinstein. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Just bringing you up to date. But Ben and David Rhodes are a little deal. David, knowing full well what Ben was up to, Ben said, David, can you tell us, can you not run stories about Benghazi, but just make sure the stories are all fitting the narrative that we're trying to set up, that it was all about a video, and it really wasn't about a spontaneous attack. It wasn't an attack at all. It was just this riot that happened, and we just lost Christopher Steele. And the president of CBS said, no problem, I can help a brother out. Little wonder why today CBS is doing what it's doing. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, let's see. How are these little radical Islamic terrorists doing? I mean, we just, you know,
just thought I'd ask.
Mm-hmm. This is mounting evidence. This is from Fox News. Just came across my little blipper here. Says here, mounting evidence shows Tehran plotting against Europe, even as EU fights Trump's Iran sanctions. Doesn't that fit? Here's the European Union going, we're going to fight that Trump against the sanctions in Iran. We're going to fight him. Yeah, we're going to fight him. And then the reality check is, Iran is ready to take over Europe, basically. Listen, this is the Persian Empire, Iran. It is. Iran, the name Iran, means Aryan land. Why would it mean Aryan land? Okay, let's check it out. I'm serious. It means Aryan land. And you got to know about the Persian Empire. Conquerors, they are, these Persians. You know, it's really kind of interesting. If you ever hear somebody say, oh, I'm Persian, that's because they don't want to admit to you they're Iranian. There's a little bit of confusion there. But the holdovers, and I'm talking about, you know, the evildoers of the... Listen, I know some Iranian people. They're fine, outstanding people. And by the way, and I'll... I won't disclose, but we are in very good stead. How do I put this? Anyway, I know some very good Iranian people and work alongside of them right now as we speak, actually. And they want freedom and liberty for this country. There's no question about it. And they came here to escape persecution. And by the way, the Christians, you know, it can be Iranian and Christian. I don't know if you know that or not. And they're escaping the fact that they are being harassed and harangued. They're political asylees is what they are, basically. In fact, they came here as that. Because they were being persecuted back in the day before Obama, because all that stuff was shut out. They had to stick it out. Anybody trying to get out of Iran was kept in Iran during Obama time. Now they can get out, but they were getting out before that in the 90s. So just anyway, to kind of give you the idea that, you know, we're not just singling out all Persians, because Persians are Persians. But Iranians is who they should call themselves, because Iran means Aryan land. Right, from the feel-good days of the 1930s when a guy was running around the Middle East named Adolf Hitler talking about Aryan purity and doing all these different things, you know, researching and all these anthropological studies and journeys to find out about the cranium and, you know, where is the essence? Where were the Aryans found first? I mean, you know, what's it called? The Indiana Jones series, right? With the Nazis, all that? The first, watch that. There's some basis of fact to that. Because that's actually what the Nazis were doing. They were doing these archaeological studies out there. So the Iranians and the leaders of Iran at the time, and I can't remember who the guy's name was, in the 1930s, were so infatuated with the fact that perhaps it was Iran where it was the birth and the center of all anything Aryan. Anything. And so they changed the name to Iran in tribute to that Hitlerian thought. So now with that, you might understand some of the genetics behind these mullahs, right? All right, so I set it up. The Islamic regime is rewarding Europe's support by ramping up its terror operation on the continent. That's what it says. Allegedly plotting attacks against Iranian dissidents there and politicians who back them. That's what Fox is saying. And then, of course, Iranian crowds being spurred on by Samarkandskis. Iranian crowds reportedly chant, "Death to the dictator," as U.S. sanctions increase economic unrest. And they're not talking about Trump there. Then U.S. braces for possible cyber attacks after Iranian sanctions. Huckabee, this is Huckabee saying, "Nothing will bring Iran to the negotiating table other than getting them in a headlock." That's about as violent as Huckabee probably can get. Yeah. So this is what we're seeing here. Oh, they got a video clip. Let's see if we got... No, we got to work through these stupid commercials. As the European Union decries America's restoration of Iranian sanctions, the Islamic regime is rewarding Europe's support by ramping up its terror operations on the continent. Glory be. Allegedly plotting attacks against Iranian dissidents, the Trump administration restored sanctions on the rogue regime this week, a consequence of the U.S. decision to withdraw from the Obama-era joint conference. I wonder if they could get the cash back from that. That's really what I wanted to know. Can they get the cash back from that? Here we go.
First wave of sanctions today. It was reinstated by President Trump overnight. Since the sanctions were announced, Iran's currency has fallen significantly in its value. So what is the future of Iran's economy and what does their relationship with the U.S. going forward look like? Here to weigh in is former American envoy to the Middle East, Ambassador Dennis Ross, over multiple Democratic and Republican administrations. Ambassador, what does this mean for U.S.-Iranian relations?
Look, I think in the near term, you're going to see a higher level of tension. Clearly, on the one hand, we're ratcheting up the pressure on them. They will look for ways in the region to try to ratchet up the pressure on us, although indirectly. You know, when they talk about threats to the Strait of Hormuz, they're not going to play that card, because for one thing, if they try to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, it means they can't sell any of their oil. So they're not going to do that, number one. They also know that we would react militarily. President Obama was prepared to threaten the use of force, so they know if he was prepared to threaten the use of force over trying to close the Strait of Hormuz, obviously President Trump would certainly be willing to do it as well. So I do think they will try to. You'll see what they did last week. They provide anti-ship missiles to the Houthis, and the Houthis fired a missile against a Saudi oil tanker. And
well. Isn't it amazing? He comes out and says that about Obama. Remember, it was Obama who allowed them to take some of our ships. Right. Now, Trump's different issue. Interesting, isn't it? Times have changed. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860.
That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And remember, MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Agenda is your promo code. Agenda, MyPillow, 800-266-4715. You want a good night's sleep, and for those of you with CPAP machines, this is the best way to do it. Get yourself a MyPillow and do the stereo thing. You got CPAP, you got pillow. Your head and neck are in great shape in both. That's MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Code word for the discount is AGENDA. AGENDA. A lot of things going on, and we really do appreciate your listenership. We're doing our support thing this month, so support us through Agenda 21 Radio. Donate button, just donate, donate, donate. And also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll throw that one in there too. Press that button for donations to newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, now, let's see. We got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm telling you, it's just a busy, 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 busy place. And it's going to continue to be busy. And please stay tuned for all of your news and information from Agenda 21 Radio. And you can check out all the different things that's going on in the world through Agenda21Radio.news. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We've got a whole bunch of stories up there about what's going on with the financial situation in California. And things are shaping up exactly as we said that they were going to be shaping up for New California. So, anyway, this is good stuff. We also have our second, listen to this, we're putting the word out, our second constitutional convention is going to be held in Southern California this time. And this is going to be quite the little thing. Quite the little thing, actually. We're going to let you know more information probably tomorrow about what's really going on, okay? So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and donate. Donate, 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 and call us newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.